Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Monday edition of the Wake Up Crew. This is episode 1492.
Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Yeah. Although, did he really?
He did sail the ocean blue. He just didn't find what he was looking for.
That's his name of a song, Find What You're Looking For.
I hope you can find what you're looking for.
Hey, did everybody's Friday the 13th go okay? I meant to talk about that Friday, but it didn't.
I completely forgot that Friday the 13th even happened.
So it didn't bother you? Nothing bad happened. What about you?
Dalton was born on a Friday the 13th.
I wasn't. My birthday just falls on Friday the 13th every few years.
The football broadcast went relatively easy, so...
That's good.
Brian didn't have any kind of fits or anything, so I thought it went well.
You're saying that early. There's always time that a fit could happen.
Is there one little thing that you guys have that you have like a little superstition? I mean, like walk on a crack, break your mother's back. Do you try to avoid cracks
on
the sidewalk?
No. I do still, and I don't know that it's actually a superstition. I don't actually believe it, but my granddad used to, when a black cat would run across the road, he would cross his windshield.
Then it became cats, dogs, possums.
I mean, it was anything.
Every animal.
So if I see a cat cross the road, I will cross my windshield, just out of habit.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't
Me
know.
Me too.
Like rabbit foots, you don't believe
not
in that
really.
Kind of stuff. Yeah.
Not really. I'm not a super superstitious guy.
We just have terrible luck anyway, so it doesn't matter whether it's the 13th or
it doesn't matter what happens.
Walk under a ladder.
Something unfortunate happens to me.
I know in coaching, I used to wear like the same tie if I won or, I never did like playing sports, but coaching, I had a few little
quirks.
Do the same routine. And if you're on a winning streak, you did the same practices the same. You did everything the same until you lost. So.
And then you had to give up.
Yeah. But.
And then it was a nightmare. For the players, because then the schedule changed and you ran extra and stuff like that a bit.
I ran them pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I believed in physical fitness.
Oh, smart.
You had a coach that did that too.
That's true.
Ran you. I mean, he believed in going up and down the floor and
for sure
being in shape.
For sure. I was in the best shape of my life when I played basketball.
What happened?
You quit playing basketball.
That's true. That makes sense.
That does tend to happen when you don't run. So,
yeah.
Did you ever get sick running up and down the steps?
No,
or was it the track?
Never got sick. I got the worst one was when we would do suicides. Because we did 32 suicides in 32 minutes, and there was no rest. I mean, you get back and you start the next one, and you have 32 minutes, which it sounds pretty easy because a minute to do one is not bad, but by number like 10, you're ready to you're going pretty slow. So.
And that's up and down the whole floor. That's one full set of suicides?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's 32 full sets of suicides.
Right, right.
When I played, we did the equivalent of that. And I hated that. It was always at the end of practice when we ran them.
So we would do it in the morning before school.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we'd do bleacher snakes. And if we weren't doing that, we'd just do 4 miles on the track. So.
4 miles on the track. Yeah, we did. We just ran around. I ran my kids around the gym. But at the beginning, when they couldn't use the gym at the beginning of the school year, I'd make them run long cross-country distances, you know, like get 3 miles in.
Uh-huh.
And they would be coughing it up and stuff. I mean, but then I didn't punish them for if they even just finished.
Right.
You know, it was like kind of like that. It
wasn't timed.
But we didn't have water back then. We didn't use water.
Didn't drink it. But everybody got back and you get a nice warm Pepsi.
Nobody gave water.
Uh-huh. No, you don't get anything to drink. What are you saying?
That was like the thing about being tough, you know.
Uh-huh.
You don't get water till after practice. Oh, me, you know. Now we'd be fired for doing that, you know, but
probably arrested.
Yeah, that was the common theme of everything.
Yep.
Well, today is episode 1492. Oakland at Blackman Friday. Now, why we keep doing these promos for sports every morning? Oakland at Blackman is Friday. That should be a big game. MTSU hosts. Okay, thanks, Brian, for interacting. MTSU hosts Duke for homecoming Saturday. That's 1:30 airtime. 5 days until my birthday, who really cares, and 21 days until the start of fall break. 21 days.
21.
County schools work day is tomorrow, and city schools on Friday. They got a big, they got a kind of, that's like a little break for the kids.
Sure.
So that works out.
I guess the, at least the city, it's like a 3-day weekend.
Yeah, well, that worked out really well for them. I don't know what my job will be since the kids will be home. We'll never know. All right, 617, let's take our first look at the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We got a nice sunny start to the work week. Starting with today, we have sunny skies and a high near 89. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 60. Tuesday will only get up to 85 with mostly sunny skies. Tuesday night looks partly cloudy with a low around 61. Wednesday we warm back up to 87 with sunny skies. Wednesday night will be mostly clear and we'll have a low around 62. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
All right, guys, it's Scott. If you're feeling tired, lacking motivation and drive, gaining weight, or noticing a loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone. Don't wait. Find out now. At Low T Center here in Murfreesboro on Medical Center Parkway, they make it easy to get your levels checked. And with their on-site lab, you'll get those results back in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not a typical doctor's office. Their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with customized therapy, or TRT, for each patient. The experts at Low T Center have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results. And most health insurance is accepted for treatment. For established patients with stable T levels, they also offer a convenient physician-monitored self-inject treatment plan that ships directly to your home each month without the need to come into the office for weekly visits. And at Low T Center, you can also get your health evaluated for treatment with prescription GLP-1 weight loss medications. Yep, you can lose weight. Get back to your best. Go to lowtcenter.com to book your appointment today. That's lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
Who buys Habitat for Humanity homes?
People who are working and they work hard. Generally, it's 40 to 80% of the area median income.
And everyone can support the dream of home ownership by shopping at the Habitat Restore.
We have 20 future homeowners in our program right now.
It just does so much for the community.
Please shop at the Habitat Restore, 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Toots. Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. Toots. Monday through Friday from 11 to 3 p.m., we've got $5.99 lunch specials every day. Sure to please. Toots. We're offering our $5.99 lunch specials, take out or dine in. So stop by, grab yours today. Toots. At Toots, we not only want you to feel comfortable, we want you to feel safe. Toots. Our staff is ready to serve you at one of our four Rutherford County locations.
Good food and fun.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
Track and Sunday's action from week two in the NFL. The game of the day saw the Chiefs edge the Bengals 26-25 on a Harrison Butker 51-yard field goal as time expired. Kansas City's 2-0, Cincinnati 0-2. Cowboys lose at home big to the Saints 44-19. New Orleans off to a 2-0 start. Ravens fall at home to the Raiders 26-23. Baltimore's 0-2. The Rams are 0-2 after losing to the Cardinals 41-10. 49ers fall to the Vikings 23-17. Minnesota's 2-0. Lions lose at home to the Buccaneers 20-16. Tampa Bay is 2-0. Sunday night, it was the Texans over the Bears 19-13. Houston off to a 2-0 start. Also, the Steelers are 2-0 after getting by the Broncos in Denver 13-6. Jets down the Titans in Tennessee 24-17. Packers over the Colts 16-10. Overtime for the Seahawks to edge the Patriots 23-20. Commanders get by the Giants 21-18. Chargers are 2-0, beating the Panthers 26-3. Browns down the Jaguars in Jacksonville 18-13.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And it's 6:21. John Dinkins here with my new headphones. And man, can I really hear myself. And I gotta admit, I'm sounding better.
they are significantly better than
they're
the
so
other ones.
Comfortable on my ears.
They are comfortable. I bought special cushions for them.
Wow.
Can you hear this?
Afraid so.
Okay.
But I mean, it's like so comforting. I mean, it just feels good.
That's why I bought them, is because they these headphones we got hurt my earlobes.
I mean, I don't know if they're as good as the studio ones, but
the four and a half dollar studio headphones for our radio station.
Headphones are customized and everything. What are you talking about?
You put a sticker on them.
It's more than you've done to yours.
Our headphones at the games are a little bit rough too, by the way. I don't know if they're getting older, but
no, they're like a year old. We got them last
year. Top of my head. Top of my head hurts.
They're actually brand new. You've used them once.
Top of my head. Okay. Jeez. Oh, you're saying I'm whining. Is that what you're saying? I was being
This has been going for like 30 seconds.
I've been complimentary.
That's true.
He's in a rare mood this morning. I can already tell.
He's met personalities over the weekend, and famous people have been to the studio. I mean, it's
important
big deal.
People have called him, asked for advice, that kind of thing. Let's do our song of the day.
Let's do it.
Okay. What do you want to do?
See.
So this week, we are looking at the top five rock songs.
Are we?
Of the decade 1960.
1960.
Here's number five, and John, you'll just love this one.
I can't wait till that movie.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be good.
Don't they have the guy from The Bear? Isn't that the guy who's playing
it? Timothy.
Oh, it's Timothy Chalamet. Okay.
Yeah, Chalamet.
I thought it was the other guy.
No, but he
looks like him.
He looks good in it so far.
Yeah.
All right. That's Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone.
Like a Rolling Stone.
Jennifer Haley is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being there to help with a difficult situation, talking and helping in every way. I'm talking in my new headphone voice. Jennifer Haley's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts at News Radio WGNS.
And I guess I'll do this. You can nominate someone as our good neighbor of the day, 615-893-1450.
Birthdays? Is that what you just did? I don't know.
I did good neighbor.
I couldn't hear in my cheap headphones. Birthdays, anniversaries, 615-893-1450. Birthdays for today. We'll pick up the 15th birthdays yesterday as well. 615-893-1450. Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
Did you know that the color of a chicken's earlobe is a good indicator of what color eggs they're going to lay?
Oh.
White.
624.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
McCabe Vision Center.
I can see things that I couldn't see clearly before. I love it.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
And we should tell people that you opted to get the full range vision lenses so that you could have vision near, far, and in between without glasses. Tell us how your vision is now that you've had the cataract surgery.
I mean, I was so happy I actually had tears.
McCabe Vision Center.
Now, an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. The last surviving sycamore tree originally planted at the corners of the Rutherford County Courthouse has been scheduled to be removed in November. The county estimated the tree's age to be between 175 and 184. However, they added that the tree has been ailing for years. Rob Cracker, a member of the International Society of Arboriculture and Tree Whisperer, tried to help by conducting a root cellular evacuation process, although the effort was unsuccessful due to a harsh winter and storm damage that the tree later sustained. Rutherford County Mayor Joe Carr directed that a graft be obtained from the current tree. That way, a genetically identical sycamore could be planted in the courthouse. A 74-year-old man is dead after drowning in Normandy Lake. The Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency says crews were called to the lake just before 4:30 on Saturday. A preliminary investigation indicates that 74-year-old William Henry of Murfreesboro was participating in a fishing tournament on Normandy Lake, but he never returned to the weigh-in. According to TWRA, this led several anglers to search for Henry, and he was found unresponsive in the water near his boat. Henry was reported dead at the scene by Coffee County's first responders. He was wearing a life jacket. The TWRA said this marks the 19th boating-related death on Tennessee waters in 2024. And welcome to the phenomenon of Christmas creep. September, not just for back to school anymore, also prime time for tinsel and mistletoe. Because COVID-19 threw a curveball, making long lines and doorbuster deals a no-go, so retailers are adapting. And Christmas creep is here to stay. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:27 here on The Wake Up Crew. And it is going to be time in just a few minutes for Good Neighbor events and another check of the forecast and our first look at traffic. I'm telling you, I'm into these headphones. I may sound awful on the air, but into my own being here, in my own little world, I sound really good.
How did the sound effect sound?
Really loud.
It's more realistic, isn't it?
It's more realistic.
It's like it's right here
in the room.
That one's not as bad. It's that car wreck one. It's just so real.
Do you guys want to hear some good news today?
I always want to hear some good news, John.
It happened last week. John Bon Jovi. John Bon Jovi.
Living on a prayer?
Well, this girl was up on the bridge in Nashville. I didn't know. Does John Bon Jovi live in Nashville?
I guess.
He does,
okay,
yes.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Of course he knew that. They're actually best friends.
He's already looked it up. He's looking up the article in his little file. But he rescued a girl off a bridge that was contemplating suicide.
She was already on the other side of the rail.
Oh, yeah. And he talked her out of it.
Wow.
And you see pictures of it hugging. Tell us more, Brian.
No, that's about it.
No. Go ahead.
He didn't really want any recognition for it. And the information was put out by Metro Nashville Police.
Mm.
So that kind of put it out there, but he was just going to let it go.
I would know what John Bon Jovi looks like if I saw him. If I saw him in public in Nashville, I don't think I would recognize him.
Really?
I would think so.
That you would have known.
You know? Just don't think. I've heard a lot of Bon Jovi's music, but it was so
before my time.
Yeah.
He's got a little... kitchen or something that he feeds people. You can just give donations. You know, he has a little restaurant.
Hmm.
He does a lot of good things. So, one of the great rockers that didn't get, you know, messed up with drugs and, you know, ruined his life or anything.
What's his best song, do you think?
Living on a Prayer.
For sure. I would guess.
Just the opening alone. Well, do you have a different one?
No, I was just curious what your thoughts might be.
Boom, 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 boom.
Ah! Halfway there. How did that sound in your headphones?
Pretty shrilling. The song Dead or Alive, isn't that one of his songs too?
Yeah,
pretty big one.
Yeah.
You Give Love a Bad Name. That's a good one.
That's a good song. Yeah.
It's My Life.
Yeah. I mean, they're all pretty good.
Mm.
So, anyway, but John Bon Jovi, he's probably what, 60 something? 61, 2, I think, maybe?
I don't know.
Well,
let's ask the Google machine. How old is Bon Jovi?
Well, 62. Beat you to it.
I think that's really a great thing that he did. So, and like I said, he didn't want any. But can you imagine you're thinking about doing that and John Bon Jovi comes up? That'd be like me and Elvis comes up, you know, go, hey, what are you taking? Don't you take your life? I mean,
there's a bunch of peanut butter and banana sandwiches you can eat back at my place.
I mean, that is amazing. That's really a cool story. I thought it would be a little bit more publicized than even what it was. But
it's hit national news and that kind of thing. But
good for John Bon Jovi.
Yeah. Amen. And good for her.
Time for Today in History.
It's time for Today in History.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
That cute little Dalton Barrett, there he is, once again. In 1963, The Outer Limits premieres on ABC TV.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper.
Now, that what used to scare me to death as a kid.
Now, what if you're watching The Outer Limits and you got your TV on real quiet and you want to turn it up, but the intro just told you you couldn't?
I know.
You know?
I mean, it used to scare me, that show, when I was a kid, because it was on when I was growing up. In 1964, speaking of growing up, Shindig premieres on ABC.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. That's the way it goes. Twice each week, a Shindig moves with a big beat.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
The big stars. The big sounds.
And in 1968, Richard Nixon appears on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In.
I don't think we could get Mr. Nixon to stand still for a socket to me.
Socket to me?
Got him elected. 1993, Frasier, starring Kelsey Grammer, premieres on NBC.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs.
And in 2014, Barbara Streisand releases the album Partners, featuring duets with other artists. And coming up, it's Brandon Brooks and Rewind at 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind.
September 16th, 1977. Mark Bolan, the leader of the band T-Rex, killed in a car crash near London. September 16th, 1994.
Time travel is a reality.
The U.S. release of Time Cop.
And a crime.
Starring Jean-Claude Van Damme.
This scumbag is not going back to steal money.
And September 16th, 2009.
Where have all the flowers gone?
Mary Travers of Peter, Paul and Mary died of complications from chemotherapy she was undergoing for leukemia. She was 72. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay, and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join our growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Checking your Rutherford County weather, we got a nice sunny start to the work week. Starting with today, we have sunny skies and a high near 89. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 60. Tuesday will only get up to 85 with mostly sunny skies. Tuesday night looks partly cloudy with a low around 61. Wednesday we warm back up to 87 with sunny skies. Wednesday night will be mostly clear and we'll have a low around 62. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your wake-up crew forecast. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
Good morning. Starting to load up with a little bit more volume on 24 going westbound. Coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, here passing 840, headed towards Antioch. It's already a little bit busy here, but it's moving southbound on 65 right at Trinity Lane. Keeping an eye on it there through the Mount Juliet area. That's on the increase westbound I-40 coming in from Wilson County. Hey, Nash Painting, a non-franchise painting company. Mention this ad, get a 10% discount. Call Nash Painting today, 912-2288. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pesties, buzzing rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I've overrun with pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today, 893-7111.
For over 77 years, you've depended on WGNS to learn what's happening locally. Some great plays to enjoy. A Raisin in the Sun at the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro. In addition, The Sound of Music at the Springhouse Theater in Smyrna. Because of the weather last weekend, the Lee and Susan Moss Family NICU reunion was moved from last Saturday to this Saturday. They're at the home of MTSU President Sidney McPhee and First Lady Liz McPhee. And after that, they'll give you tickets to the Duke game. Once again, the Lee and Susan Moss Family NICU reunion was moved to this coming Saturday, noon to 3, at the MTSU President's Home. And, of course, the Wings of Freedom Fish Fry is this Saturday. It's the 22nd annual Rotary Club of Smyrna's Wings of Freedom Fish Fry, this coming Saturday night at the Smyrna Airport. And this year, they're honoring canine officers. It's homecoming week at MTSU, and go Big Blue. And Sunday is the first day of fall. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is a leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Discover hidden treasures at the Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in Murfreesboro. Whether you're searching for stylish clothing, sturdy furniture, or even large appliances, we've got them all at prices that you'll love. But here's the best part. 100% of your purchase supports Greenhouse Ministries, serving over 70 families a day. Your shopping dollars go straight back into the community, making a real impact. Shop smart and give back at the Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in Murfreesboro.
Bob Ferris enjoys life at Adams Place.
I do physical therapy here and ride the bicycle. This morning I rode the bicycle for 20 minutes. At Adams Place, I enjoy the friendship. We have a good time.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place, 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
We're back. It's 21 before 7 o'clock, and good news, partner.
Yes?
Dalton Barrett is back.
You sure that's good news?
And he is going to rate the jokes.
He's taking.
He took a little vacation from it.
I did.
And
a sabbatical.
Yeah. To try to kind of ease things up and all that.
But with these jokes, it's more like a sabbatical. We are going to see how the joke sounds through me and John's new headphones.
I think it's going to sound better. I think it's going to give him a point, at least. Here we go.
Jeez. And that one, never mind.
Sabbatical. Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, I did. I loved it.
I thought it was horrible. I'll give it a 0.
Wow. Right before I rate. All right, go.
So you're going to hold that against me, I guess. You know, I woke up laughing today.
Really?
Yeah, I must have slept funny.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just in a giggly mood. Maybe it's because I haven't rated in a long time, but I'm going to give it a 5.
I am too, because I'm still laughing on sabbatical. 641 here on the Wake Up Crew.
CBS News Special Report. Former President Donald Trump is brushing off a possible second attempt on his life yesterday during a round of golf at his club in Florida. CBS's Robert Costa from West Palm Beach.
Sources close to former President Donald Trump say he's in good spirits today and has been recounting what happened to friends, family, and advisors and praising the Secret Service. And they say he is determined to carry on with his campaign this week.
County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw.
Fortunately, we were able to locate a witness that came to us and said, hey, I saw the guy running out of the bushes. He jumped into a black Nissan.
He says police caught up with the 58-year-old alleged gunman in a neighboring county after that witness took a picture of his license plate. Former Deputy Secret Service Director A.T. Smith.
They probably should have detected this individual early.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. A 74-year-old man is dead after drowning in Normandy Lake. The Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency says crews were called to the lake just before 4:30 on Saturday. A preliminary investigation indicates that 74-year-old William Henry of Murfreesboro was participating in a fishing tournament on Normandy Lake, but he never returned to the weigh-in. According to TWRA, this led several anglers to search for Henry, and he was found unresponsive in the water near his boat. Henry was reported dead at the scene by Coffee County's first responders. He was wearing a life jacket. The TWRA said this marks the 19th boating-related death on Tennessee waters in 2024. The last surviving sycamore tree originally planted at the corners of the Rutherford County Courthouse has been scheduled to be removed in November. The county estimated the tree's age to be between 175 and 184. However, they added that the tree has been ailing for years. Rob Cracker, a member of the International Society of Arboriculture and Tree Whisperer, tried to help by conducting a root cellular evacuation process, although the effort was unsuccessful due to a harsh winter and storm damage that the tree later sustained. Rutherford County Mayor Joe Carr directed that a graft be obtained from the current tree. That way, a genetically identical sycamore could be planted in the courthouse. And welcome to the phenomenon of Christmas creep. September, not just for back to school anymore, also prime time for tinsel and mistletoe. Because COVID-19 threw a curveball, making long lines and doorbuster deals a no-go, so retailers are adapting. And Christmas creep is here to stay. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net. Novatech reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
Do you ever wonder why big financial institutions offer you hundreds of dollars to open an account? Have you ever looked through the pages of fine print to see the fees and conditions? You won't find complicated sales pitches at Heritage South Community Credit Union. We are different. We help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. If you're tired of the hassle, it's time to try a local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more or open an account today. Insured by NCUA.
We're talking with Mary Ellen Evans. Why did you choose Adams Place?
Mostly based on a realization that I wouldn't find anything more beautiful. That the architecture is superb, elegant, and the people are caring. The residents, they consider it one family. I mean, this is just an unbelievable combination of good things.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place.
Turn to Turner Security for your business or your home. With Turner on your team, you're never alone. For everything you'll need, all you gotta do is call. Turner's got it all. When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
stickers, labels. We do a lot of direct mail, booklets, manuals, programs. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Print Works here at Murfreesboro. We are at 2227 South Park Drive. Franklin's Print Works has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer. We offer everything from business cards to brochures, booklets to banners, everything in between. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. The friends you've made while banking right here over the years are still here, and so are those delicious, warm, homemade cookies. Everything you enjoyed about Capstar is still at Old National Bank.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Come on over and enjoy warm cookies with friends while doing your banking at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Information that you need. You've just received horrible news that could change your life. What should you do?
I think the first thing we think we're doing, which isn't the right thing to do, build walls around ourselves. Whenever you receive devastating news, it's hard to process. You're kind of in a twilight world where you go home and you think to yourself, now, did he just tell me that? Or did she just say I had this?
Reverend Dr. John Hinkle with Murfreesboro First Presbyterian Church.
What a lot of families do is they want to do just that, keep it between the family. What I actually believe is more helpful is to find somebody to talk to. And I find the act of talking is therapeutic in and of itself, right? Just the act of trying to get it off your shoulders, get it off your heart, and say to your friend or to a doctor or to a trained professional, this is what I'm feeling. And I think that process alone is helpful. In that moment when I'm told this information, I've lost control. And we think by holding it in, we're gaining control back, when in reality, we're just allowing the pressure of the news to collapse us. By releasing it, you're getting it all out of your system.
And that's information that you need on what to do when your news turns tragic.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on The Wake Up Crew. This Monday is moving along rather rapidly, I must say. John, Brian, Dalton here with us.
Kiss my grits!
Well.
How'd that sound in your headphones?
I thought it sounded good. You know, we were talking about... Maybe it was off air. I'm not sure, but we were talking about.
Should we say it then?
Texas Roadhouse, we were talking about
Longhorn.
No,
Logan's.
Logan's and don't no peanuts anymore.
Oh yes, well, this was like a month ago.
Yeah, this just popped up in my little head that, and I saw it on the internet that there was more than just the pandemic. Pandemic was part of the reason, but I had never thought of this, but. They had some complaints on peanut allergies, and the peanuts going on the floor.
Yeah, and people, it's in the air. Over. I mean, people who are really, really allergic to peanuts, you can't open a bag of peanuts around them. So yeah, I could see
and
that
I
being
knew,
a problem.
They said they warned them out front, you know, but then here's the thing that got me: they were becoming a liability to customers because old people were tripping and falling on them or sliding on it.
Oh, I could see the sliding, maybe, yeah.
You know.
Where did we go?
Couldn't get their footing.
Oh, we went to
that's
the new...
That's an awful lot of peanuts.
The new Korean barbecue place on the square. Mm-hmm. It's Fire. Is that that's the name mm-hmm. of it, right? And it was pretty good, but they bring a thing of peanuts out to your table for you to snack on before your food gets there. And they're like roasted Fire peanuts or something. They were pretty good.
But they and then the people that worked there were having to put like an extra hour of work...
Mm-hmm.
To clean the peanuts up.
I think the way to do it, if you're going to have peanuts, because I think peanuts are a great snack before you eat, but get the peanuts that are, you know, already cracked, shelled, put them in a thing and put it on the table. That way nobody's cracking them and dropping it on the floor or whatever. You just snack on peanuts.
Maybe that's because of germs or maybe reaching in and that kind of thing. I would put like two buckets, small but not as many peanuts as they put in there. Mm-hmm. And... bucket then and one for the trash, you know.
I know what I would do is I'd crack that peanut and throw it on the floor, even though the trash bucket's right there.
Yeah, it's just because you're that way.
So you're that kind of problem.
I am. I'm the reason we don't have peanuts anymore.
So soon, pretty soon, you know, they won't be able to throw rolls at Lambert's either.
Liability?
Yeah.
Somebody got hit and sued them, didn't they?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I mean,
they
can't
help it if they can't catch. I mean, I got hit once because my daughter dropped the, you know, missed it, and it just hit me in the face. But, I mean, that was fun. That takes all the fun out of them.
Or the shrimp at Hibachi, you know.
The little rice ball.
Or catching the, yeah, rice, yeah.
But that at that place.
I don't think that and tripping on peanuts is quite the same.
Well, they're just taking all the fun out of the dining experiences.
Take all the fun out of eating.
Let's do some birthdays this morning, all right?
It's birthday time. Because it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregating. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations. Happy birthday to you.
I already feel like it's my birthday with these borrowed headphones that I'm wearing. That's the best I've ever heard that sound, that song. Wow.
Wow.
I mean, it's like, yeah, man, that's good.
Look, man.
Yeah, that's good. All right, happy birthday today to James Cash Penney. 1875 was when he was born. An American department store founder of JCPenney.
Cool.
And his middle name was Cash and his last name was Penny?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Cash or Penny. And those stores are still existing, still making it. So good luck to them. 1925, B.B. King, American blues guitarist and singer, born in Mississippi. 1934, Elgin Baylor, American Basketball Hall of Fame small forward. He was an 11-time NBA All-Star. In 1956, David Copperfield, American magician, born in New Jersey. In 1958, Oral Hershiser, you remember him, don't you?
I do, yeah.
American baseball player, played for the Dodgers and the Cleveland Indians. The Braves beat them in the 95 World Series. Born in Buffalo, New York. In 1959, Tim Raines, American baseball player, born in Sanford, Florida. Do you notice I'm not even making mistakes and errors in reading because of my new headphones? Amy Poehler, born in 1971. Let's see, Saturday Night Live and Parks and Recreation.
Yeah, that's Parks and Rec.
1992, Nick Jonas, American singer, actor, and producer of the Jonas Brothers. He said, I miss you the year 3000. Yesterday, we celebrated locally Mary Drennan, Nancy Duggan, Susie O'Brien, Mark Powell, Sammy Brown, Trey Martin, Chris Leonard, Sam DeGeorge, and Valena Lyons. Today, Charlene Grogan, Sherry Barrett, Jason Blythe, Kim Marshall Joyner, Annalise McQuillan, Steve McCluskey, Scott Coulter, Daryl Scott, and Melissa Stroop.
Those are the birthdays that we have on the list so far for today, and picking up those Sunday birthdays as well. You've got room to add to our list, 615-893-1450, call or text. Leave us a message on the phone or just text us. We need the phone number too, so if they win the banana pudding, they can find out. We can call them and let them know. 615-893-1450, Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
Well, today's a weird one, but I like it. Today is National Collect Rocks Day. So go out and, I don't know, collect you some rocks.
A lot of people do that. Yeah. I've never had much fun with that. But
I Megan calls it rock hunting, but I take them for my fish tank.
Oh, that makes sense. 655.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We got a nice sunny start to the work week. Starting with today, we have sunny skies and a high near 89. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 60. Tuesday will only get up to 85 with mostly sunny skies. Tuesday night looks partly cloudy with a low around 61. Wednesday we warm back up to 87 with sunny skies. Wednesday night will be mostly clear and we'll have a low around 62. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family running. Tire World, locally owned and operated.
Good morning. There's been a couple of minor wrecks out here as it loads up with volume now. Right on schedule, actually, for this time of the morning on 24 westbound here at 840 in Rutherford County, Murfreesboro area, headed towards Nashville. Starting to get a little bit busier down 65 through Millersville. Here comes that traffic westbound I-40 making its way through the Mount Juliet area, leaving Wilson County towards Nashville. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has new items on their new menu. You can order online today at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's EV Car Club has hundreds of members and growing. EV owners, enthusiasts, and anyone interested in learning more about electric vehicles is encouraged to sign up at mte.com/EV Car Club.
Families love Adams Place.
My daughter kept telling me that she wanted me to come to Adams Place. And I came here to look at the rooms. I decided to stay. And I'm not one bit sorry because I've been very well taken care of. And I have been very happy that I did come to Adams Place.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place.
Habitat for Humanity trains people to be successful at home ownership.
So they're very, very prepared for home ownership, and they are buying their home.
You heard correctly. The Habitat homeowner buys their home. It's not given to them.
It just does so much for the community.
Contact Habitat for Humanity and discover how you can help others with home ownership.
It's just a great impact on the family.
We're visiting with Jennifer Sanchez, manager of Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift at 1007 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
You're not just walking into just a big warehouse. You're walking into rooms. We've got a media room. We've got a boutique room. We've got a vintage room, a furniture area, kitchen, all that.
Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift.
Every day you go in there, I promise you it's changing.
Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift, 1007 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Online at steeredstraightthriftstore.org.
Do you ever wonder why big financial institutions offer you hundreds of dollars to open an account? Have you ever looked through the pages of fine print to see the fees and conditions? You won't find complicated sales pitches at Heritage South Community Credit Union. We are different. We help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. If you're tired of the hassle, it's time to try a local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more or open an account today. Insured by NCUA.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Two till. That's two till 7 o'clock. Jennifer Haley is today's good neighbor of the day for being there to help with a difficult situation, talking and helping in every way. Jennifer is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, and of course right here at News Radio WGNS.
And you can always text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate someone as our good neighbor of the day. You can also call or text that very same number to get birthdays and anniversaries into us. Once again, 615-893-1450, or head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays to get those in there as well, so that we can give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our good friends over at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Coming up next on WGNS, it is a look at what's happening around the world, right here in the United States. It's the CBS World News Roundup on WGNS. It's brought to you by the Low T Center, along with our friends at the law offices of John Day.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. Learn more at johndaylegal.com.
News is coming up next here at the top of the hour. You're listening to News Radio WGNS, The Wake Up Crew.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Trump targeted.
Secret Service personnel opened fire on a gunman.
Suspect arrested.
We have somebody in custody right now.
Appealing a federal ban.
TikTok is fighting this issue in court.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the FBI is investigating what it calls an assassination attempt on former President Trump, the second in as many months. It happened yesterday at one of his golf courses in Florida. The gunman fled after a Secret Service agent fired shots at him. Later, a suspect was arrested. Trump was not hurt. Here's CBS's Robert Costa.
Law enforcement officials said while Trump was playing golf, a Secret Service agent ahead of him spotted someone along the perimeter of the course in the bushes with a gun.
They have an agent that jumps one hole ahead of time to where the president was at. And he was able to spot this rifle barrel sticking out of the fence and immediately engage that individual.
According to authorities, the incident took place near the fifth and sixth holes, while the former president was just 300 to 500 yards away. The agent fired off 4 to 6 rounds, and the suspect then took off in a car parked nearby. A witness took a picture of the car's plate and reported it. Then law enforcement tracked the car north in Martin County, and the driver was taken into custody without incident. Left behind in the bushes that line the golf course, an AK-47 style rifle and scope, along with two backpacks and a GoPro camera. Multiple officials tell CBS the suspect is Ryan Wesley Ruth, who's in his late 50s and has had previous encounters with law enforcement, including charges related to unlawful weapons possession. Ruth also traveled overseas in 2022 to Ukraine to fight in the war against Russia.
Former Deputy Director of the Secret Service, A.T. Smith, is a CBS News consultant. We asked him about securing a golf course for someone like Trump.
They secure 2 to 3, maybe even 4 holes at a time, moving ahead of him and covering the rear as well. Even a sitting president, this is the kind of security plan that would be put in place because you have other golfers, people that may already be there.
Inflammatory campaign rhetoric has led to more threats of violence in Springfield, Ohio. There have been multiple bomb threats. Clark State College in Springfield will hold classes online this week because of threats. It all stems from former President Trump and his running mate J.D. Vance repeating false claims about Haitian immigrants eating people's pets. Correspondent Nicole Killian is in Springfield.
If they just backed off their words a little bit, this could help our environment. We need help, not hate.
Springfield Mayor Rob Rue says his city is assessing security after members of the far-right group the Proud Boys were seen marching through the streets over the weekend, and a branch of the Ku Klux Klan spread leaflets with hateful messages. Bomb threats prompted lockdowns at 2 hospitals and shuttered events at the local campus of Wittenberg University, which will hold classes remotely today.
It's disappointing to have this national political rhetoric having an effect on, you know, our 1,300 students.
On Face the Nation, Vance condemned the threats of violence, but in a Sunday show blitz, he continued to defend the false claims.
But it wasn't just a meme.
If I have to create stories so that the American media actually pays attention to the suffering of the American people, then that's what I'm going to do.
An appeals court hears arguments today on the challenge to a federal law that demands a Chinese company sell TikTok by next January or be forced to shut down U.S. operations. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
TikTok is right. The United States demanding that they either sell the website or shut down is a violation of the First Amendment. It even violates the free speech rights of millions of TikTok users. But one area that always seems to override constitutional rights is national security, and that's the government's position here.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When was the last time you said, "I love"? No, really. When was the last time you said, "I love my pillow"? We think we know why this is so difficult. Because your pillow sucks. That's right, as soon as you lay on it, it needs to be scrunched and adjusted, which some pitch man convinced you is a good thing. And in the middle of the night, it starts all over again. I Love My Pillow is not a cheap infomercial pillow. In fact, for the last 10 years, I Love My Pillow has only been available in the finest bedding shops. The secret to I Love My Pillow is in our proprietary homemade foam. I guarantee you'll be saying, "I love my pillow." Go to ilovemypillow.com to get sized for your custom-made pillow, handcrafted in the heart of America. I guarantee this pillow won't suck.
or your money back.
Order now and get a free travel pillow. Just put promo code LOVE. That's promo code LOVE at ilovemypillow.com.
Big wins at the Emmy Awards last night on ABC for Hacks, The Bear, Baby Reindeer, and Shogun, which was named Top Drama. CBS's Matt Piper.
Actor Hiroyuki Sanada became the first Japanese actor to win the Emmy for Best Actor in a Drama, and his co-star Anna Sawai also made history as the first Japanese actor to win Best Actress in a Drama.
This is to all the women who expect nothing and continue to be an example for everyone. Thank you so much.
HBO's Hacks won for Best Comedy Series, with Jean Smart winning Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy.
It's very humbling, it really is, and I appreciate this because I just don't get enough attention.
Overseas, the strongest typhoon to hit Shanghai since 1949 has flooded roads and knocked out power. More than 400,000 people had been evacuated ahead of the storm. In Central Europe, major flooding in Poland and the Czech Republic is blamed for at least 6 deaths. Well, it costs plenty to raise a child here in this country. The latest estimate is more than $300,000 from birth to age 18. Since 1997, a federal child tax credit has helped. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports both presidential candidates propose expanding it.
The Trump campaign is proposing a $5,000 per child yearly tax credit.
I do support it, and I want to have it.
While Vice President Harris is proposing a $3,000 to $3,600 per child credit, with a bump to $6,000 for newborns.
We will provide $6,000 in tax relief to families during the first year of a child's life.
Trump wants the credit to go to all families, regardless of income, while Harris would restrict the credit to low and middle income families only. She would also make the credit refundable, meaning even parents who don't pay taxes would get the credit in cash.
This is a really exciting moment.
Economist Melissa Carney.
We have tons of evidence that supplementing the income of low income families with children really meaningfully improves those children's lives. They do better in school. Their health outcomes are improved.
The cost has always been a sticking point. A bill to expand the credit failed in the Senate just last month.
The motion is not agreed to.
He was one of the Jackson Five. Tito Jackson has died at age 70. His sons posted the news on social media. Tito was the third of 9 Jackson children. The group, with Michael leading the way, first hit it big 55 years ago next month. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. Before you tour a home, the real estate professional you're working with may ask you to sign a buyer's agreement, which describes the services you'll receive, each party's role and responsibilities, and how your agent will be compensated, all of which you'll want to discuss with them up front. So work with an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, with a duty to honestly represent you and put your interests above their own, because that's who we are.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or 2 half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You're up to date on the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. With updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan. The Wake Up Crew continues now with John, Brian, and Dalton.
I'm Brian Barrett. Good morning, everybody. John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett here with us as well as we continue at 7:09 with the Wake Up Crew. Time for a check of traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by a Murfreesboro tradition. That's Toots.
Toots. Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and I'm here with my dad, Wade. Dad, what's your favorite food at Toots?
Well, you know my favorite thing has not changed. It's our fall-off-the-bone Danish baby back ribs. I love those.
And they're $14.99 on Saturdays and Sundays all weekend long. Thank you, Rutherford County, for 39 amazing years. Swing by one of our 4 Rutherford County locations for some good food and fun.
Good food.
Checking your Rutherford County weather, we got a nice sunny start to the work week. Starting with today, we have sunny skies and a high near 89. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear with a low around 60. Tuesday will get up to 85 with mostly sunny skies. Tuesday night looks partly cloudy for low around 61. Wednesday we warm back up to 87 with sunny skies. Wednesday night will be mostly clear and we'll have a low around 62. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. An accident in Rutherford County getting some attention right now. It's 24 eastbound, just past Elmaville Road. It's got it backed up pretty good out through there as you leave Nashville, headed towards Rutherford County. There in Rutherford County, towards Murfreesboro. Just past Elmaville Road on 24 going eastbound. Pretty crowded now on I-40 over here coming past the airport. Coming in right now from Hermitage through Donelson. Princess Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them out today. Order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Do not adjust your radio tuner. Do not attempt to change the frequency.
We are now controlling the transmission. We control the volume and your speakers.
For the next 2 hours, we will control what you hear. You're about to experience the awe and mystery, which is called the Wake Up Crew.
Welcome in to the second hour of the Wake Up Crew.
John's over here being teleported to another dimension. He's just...
Interesting. I played that because that was part of Today in History last hour. Outer Limits went on the air in 1963.
So you don't do those in order?
No, I kind of mix them up. I've got a little chart.
So you control. He controls the order.
I control everything, and you just don't know it yet.
No, I noticed it. I know you control everything because that's why there's so many mistakes made.
Whoa!
Oh, the first is having that microphone over there on.
I can still hear him, though. I can still hear him with my headphones.
Yeah, but can you see this? It is Monday. It is September the 16th.
He didn't even do it. He just made the people at home think he did it.
That's terrible.
Episode 14.
Brian, you need to apologize to the radio audience.
Oh, where's your mind at?
I just heard what he said.
Well, where's his mind at? I don't know what you're thinking.
He's a minister. Stop
this
it.
Is episode 1492 of the Wake Up Crew, and we're setting sail today.
We are?
Yeah.
Seems like we're sinking.
Is this the last show, finally? Can I finally say that confidently?
It's a sinking ship, man.
This Friday night, State Farm Prep Football, Oakland at Blackman, as region play gets underway. The Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders will host Duke for homecoming on Saturday. That's a different time now, so the kickoff time has been moved to 3 o'clock. It was supposed to be 6 o'clock, but that's moved up for TV. So 1:30 this Saturday. John's birthday is on Saturday as well, coming up. And fall break is 21 days away. County schools are out tomorrow for a teacher work day. The city out on Friday. And that's a look at all of our announcements. This week, we are looking at the top rock songs of the decade 1960. This one from Bob Dylan comes in at number 5. That's Like a Rolling Stone from Bob Dylan.
And how does it feel?
Well, that kind of rolls...
Like a Rolling Stone!
Rolls right into my first topic here. So...
And with my new headphones, that music really, really jams, man.
This relates, but... For those who are not here, no one has said anything this morning, but I guess you've noticed I got a new haircut. I cut my hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Looks good. Really, really neat.
Uh-huh.
You do it like once every couple weeks.
I mean, yeah. Somebody actually cut it?
No, I did it.
Oh, okay.
I did you use my doll clippers?
No.
They have a special razor now, don't they?
I have my own little clippers for that.
Now, how do you do the back?
So I hold my hand around and feel where it is, and then I look with my phone into a mirror to see the back to make sure I got it all.
You could buy a second mirror.
I just use my phone.
Let's turn around and make sure you got it all.
I thought maybe Ladybug did it. You know?
No, no. But so I do this.
That sounded just like her.
I do this in my bedroom because there's a full length mirror there on the bathroom door, and so the hair is in the floor. And what I do is I get my little shop vac to clean it up. Well, so I went in to trim up my beard and shave and all that kind of stuff, and when I go back out, all the hair is gone. All of the hair is gone. And Skeeter ate the hair.
That can't be good for him. That's a problem.
So I panicked. And he's never done that. And he's watched me do that before.
Man, it's going to cause him to have a hairy chest.
He's going to be number two and out that hair for weeks.
I should have known better. It wasn't a lot, but I should have known better because when I shaved Rosie this past week, he would go around and he had a big puff of her hair on his nose. And I had to wipe it off and tell him to stop. But he ate my hair. So I text Bobby, and then I'm starting to Google, you know, is it okay for dogs to eat hair? And apparently it'll pass, especially since it's not long. It was all cut up. But yeah.
So I'm really interested. Is it a certain, like on your razor that you put a little?
It's a pair of clippers.
Clippers.
Yeah.
So is it measured like 1 inch, half inch, or?
They have numbers.
Because you're not like, you didn't completely like.
It's millimeters is what it uses, okay. So you can put like a 9mm guard on it or whatnot.
I was going to say, because yours is like half a centimeter. Like so, it's really short.
Yeah, I mean, it is cool the way you did it, because it's like you didn't like totally just go all out. I mean,
so this pair of clippers, you can go from zero to like one on the clippers themselves before you have to put a guard on it. So I just raise it all the way up to one. So I don't know what that number correlates to, but this is it.
It's how well you got it so even around the sides and stuff.
And he's had practice. He's been doing it since, you know.
Well, I started doing it in the pandemic because you couldn't get your hair cut. And then it's like, why am I paying, you know, $30 to have my hair cut when I can buy a pair of clippers to
do it? Do you trim your own beard, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I did all that at the same time. That's why I went into the bathroom to do that. And then I look out and vacuum cleaner Skeeter is already cleaned up the floor.
And we didn't even notice that he got his hair cut. That's so sad. He had to bring it up.
But his dog almost died, and we didn't even notice.
I did have to look it up. While it's unlikely to cause significant health risk, a single hair that a dog ingests will usually pass through their digestive system without an issue. But
Now Chipper won't do anything. Like, he won't jump on a couch, but I like to leave a paper plate, or the paper plate falls on the floor, and I forget about it. He'll have that thing torn up all over the house, but he doesn't jump up and get the paper plate.
Yeah, so my dog does that. He'll just stare at you, and then when you're done, you sit your plate on the ground, and he'll lick it clean.
Yeah.
But he waits. He waits for that plate to touch the ground, and then he starts licking.
I walked in after work, and I saw a random plate in the floor, and I left it too close to the edge of the table. So
got pulled down.
It certainly did.
That's my life. That's my entire life. Nothing can be left near the edge of if it's on the counter, you got to pull out the drawers so he can't get to it.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, because he can stand up and get onto the counter. Wow.
Well, he'll figure out how to push the drawers in next.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'll have to tell this story in a minute, but you got to do your thing.
Well, it is time to take a look at some sports news here on the Wake Up Crew.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports,
sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
Track and Sunday's action from week 2 in the NFL. The game of the day saw the Chiefs edge the Bengals 26-25 on a Harrison Butker 51-yard field goal as time expired. Kansas City's 2-0, Cincinnati 0-2. Cowboys lose at home big to the Saints 44-19. New Orleans off to a 2-0 start. Ravens fall at home to the Raiders 26-23. Baltimore's 0-2. The Rams are 0-2 after losing to the Cardinals 41-10. 49ers fall to the Vikings 23-17. Minnesota's 2-0. Lions lose at home to the Buccaneers 20-16. Tampa Bay is 2-0. Sunday night, it was the Texans over the Bears 19-13. Houston off to a 2-0 start. Also, the Steelers are 2-0 after getting by the Broncos in Denver 13-6. Jets down the Titans in Tennessee 24-17. Packers over the Colts 16-10. Overtime for the Seahawks to edge the Patriots 23-20. Commanders get by the Giants 21-18. Chargers are 2-0, beating the Panthers 26-3. Browns down the Jaguars in Jacksonville 18-13.
Bob Ferris lives at Adams Place.
The personnel here are excellent, and they are concerned about your well-being. Yes, they're always asking you how you're doing and what can I do to help you, and it's a blessing.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place, 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Rutherford County is one of the fastest growing communities in Tennessee. This is Mike Klassen, the general manager at Middle Point Landfill. As a Class 1 landfill, Middle Point accepts non-hazardous municipal solid waste, approved special waste, and commercial waste. We have served this region for 2 decades, providing free disposal to all Rutherford County residents and low-cost disposal to Rutherford County businesses. Learn more at middlepointlandfill.com. For public services, we are sustainability in action.
When it comes to your home, memories and sentimental value are priceless. Farrah Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other rooms. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. That's Farrah Construction. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Jim Dunaway is with us from Sunshine Nutrition Center. And this is National Potato Month. And probably a lot of big celebrations going on. The biggest one's at Sunshine Nutrition Center. Is that right with your rooster out front?
Yeah, we definitely don't have any potatoes, but I do enjoy talking with people about whether or not they should eat potatoes because it's very controversial, right? I mean, potato is the most popular vegetable, so it's always a question about whether it's a vegetable or not. It's a starchy vegetable. Is it a starch? Should it be considered a grain, right? So let me put you on the spot, Bart. Do you think that white potatoes are healthy?
I think if you don't put them a lot of cheese and sour cream and all of that on them, butter, they are.
All right, you've been hanging around me long enough, so good. Yes, I mean, potatoes in and of themselves, like most vegetables, are perfectly healthy when we eat them pretty close to the way that they were intended to, right? I mean, a baked potato with a little bit of salt and pepper versus French fries, like you would look at the baked potato as being a potentially healthy product because it's got fiber in there, it's got vitamin C in there, and of course we know that most fruits and vegetables, potatoes would be included, are very high in potassium. So it has a lot of really good nutrients in it, but it does depend on how we cook it, right? And how much of it we eat. So when we think about potatoes, most people don't consume potatoes. They consume most potatoes in a potato chip or in a French fry. And those are going to be much more problematic for a couple of reasons. One, How were they fried, you know, deep fried in oil that's usually less than optimal, and how much of them are we eating? It's much easier to control your portion of potatoes when it's baked, even mashed, or, you know, roasted potatoes or what have you, than it is when it's in a chip bag, right? Most of the time, people really mindlessly eat their chips. They don't portion out, I'm going to eat 1 ounce of chips. The next thing they know, half the bag is gone, 3/4 of the bag is gone, and you've gotten more fat than you've gotten nutrients. And so there's not a lot of nutritive value in a potato chip, right? Same thing with the French fry when you go through a drive-thru. Now, if you were to buy a bag of French fries and put it in your air fryer, that would be a big improvement over going through a drive-thru. If you were to take a baked potato, cut it up yourself and throw it in an air fryer. Now we're talking. Now we've gotten to somewhere that's much, much healthier. You know, we put a little bit of drizzle, a little bit of olive oil and stick it in a low temperature in the oven and roast it. All of that is really an excellent way to get some of those nutrients we talked about and to get some starch. I think in general, there's a lot of carbophobia. You know, people feel like they can't eat carbs. Carbs are not okay. But then they overeat the carbs because they feel like they shouldn't eat it. So then they restrict themselves from it, and then they kind of binge on it at the end of the day. And so if we include healthy carbs in our diet in a proportion that makes sense, it can actually be really healthy, very filling. A lot of times if you have potatoes, it's very filling, less likely to get hungry sooner, so you're less likely to do some of that snacking. So I'm going to give people permission to eat potatoes. Just be mindful of how you cook it and how much of it you eat.
Now, you use the word air fryer, and I think a lot of people are concerned about, is the air fryer healthy versus fried food? Is it similar, or is it just a name?
No, I mean, with air frying versus like a fry daddy, okay? So in a fry daddy, that's like deep fried, you know? And so you're submersing it in oil. You're cooking it at a very high temperature. Most of the time, people don't use oils that have a high smoke point. And so that oil is turning rancid. It's turning to inflammatory type of fat, which we don't want. It causes lots and lots of problems. And so we have, you know, kind of two issues there with the fat and sometimes the volume of it versus when you air fry it, you're not using oil. And so it gives the appearance, it almost gives the taste of fried, but you haven't used any oil in the product at all.
So it doesn't have any negative items in it.
Right. You haven't added any fat, you haven't added any calories to it, and you don't have those bad inflammatory fats because you haven't used oil in the product.
Okay. So that's okay. Use air fryers, and it is not fried. It's just a word that sounds, you know, frightening.
I think if we treat vegetables much like we treat our meats, that would be a good rule of thumb, right? Like meat inherently is not bad, but when we deep fry it, that's not ideal, right? But if we bake the meat, we roast the meat, we poach it, all of those things are great options. Same thing with our vegetables. We bake it, we steam it, we air fry it, we roast them. Then those vegetables are still healthy versus if we bread it and deep fry it, right?
Now, the big question of the day, is there a difference in white potatoes versus sweet potatoes?
There is a difference because they're different colors, right? So every single color vegetable sort of has a different set of nutrients in it. So sweet potatoes are going to be more in that orange family. And so it's going to have things like lycopene in it, your beta carotene and the other carotenoids in there. So it has different nutrients. They're both starchy vegetables at the end of the day, but they do have different nutrients. And so oftentimes people will sort of glean towards sweet potatoes a little bit more because they feel that they're healthier than white potatoes. They just have different nutrients. We're just less likely to deep fry our sweet potatoes than we are the white potatoes. So if we cook them similarly, then they're both can be part of a healthy diet.
So you can learn more about your food and eating properly by visiting our friends at Sunshine Nutrition Center. Where are you located?
So we have two locations here in Murfreesboro, 621 South Church Street, and then in Smyrna, we're at Rock Springs Road and Old Nashville Highway.
Kim Dunaway visiting with us on this National Potato Month. Head over and talk potatoes.
LaGreen's Masonry is a local family business. They build quality brick mailboxes. LaGreen's Masonry has over 19 years experience, and they're A-plus rated by the BBB. Check their website, lagreensmasonry.com.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
You get the call from your mother and we started talking and she decided to move.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
I love her to death, but she's not going to live with me. So then it becomes a process of looking at different locations throughout the whole process. This was the place that I thought she would fit most comfortably and make the adjustment.
I'm Hope Rogers. Visit the Villages of Murfreesboro. I'd love to give you a tour. The Villages of Murfreesboro is located at 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
I want expert advice on going 100% solar.
I want to go green without breaking the bank.
I want to meet my sustainability goals.
I want solar to be simple.
Done, 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 done.
I want to save the planet.
Little hero, let's start with one of MTE's solar programs first. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels,
Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Luverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It is 7:30. Good Monday morning out there, everyone. Wake Up Crew, September 16th.
And I'm going to do yesterday's birthdays. You do today's, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yesterday, Mary Drennan had a birthday, along with Nancy Duggan, Susie O'Brien, Mark Powell, Sammy Brown, Trey Martin, Chris Leonard, Sam DeGeorge, and Valena Lyons.
And celebrating today, Charlene Grogan, Sherry Barrett, Jason Blythe, Kim Marshall Joyner, Annalise McQuillan, Stephanie McCluskey, Scott Coulter, Daryl Scott, and Melissa Stroop all celebrating.
So those are the birthdays we have so far. If you want to add to the birthday list, call or text in now, 615-893-1450, but it is the deadline to get it in.
At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we could help, call me, John Day.
Traffic and weather together coming up.
Checking your Rutherford County weather, we got a nice sunny start to the work week. Starting with today, we have sunny skies and a high near 89. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear with a low around 60. Tuesday, we'll only get up to 85 with mostly sunny skies. Tuesday night looks partly cloudy with a low around 61. Wednesday, we warm back up to 87 with sunny skies. Wednesday night, it'll be mostly clear and we'll have a low around 62. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Good morning. Moving a little bit better, but it's still slow out in Rutherford County. My earlier wreck, 24 going eastbound, just past Elmaville Road. Of course, the heaviest flow of traffic is coming westbound as that traffic leaves Rutherford County, headed towards Nashville. Pretty crowded now on I-40 through Hermitage, coming westbound there up by Donaldson Pike. As you work your way through that section of Donaldson, still moving right now, 65 south there in Millersville. Hey, Nash Painting, a non-franchise painting company, mentioned this ad. Get a 10% discount. Call Nash Painting, 912-2288. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. The last surviving sycamore tree originally planted at the corners of the Rutherford County Courthouse has been scheduled to be removed in November. The county estimated the tree's age to be between 175 and 184. However, they added that the tree has been ailing for years. Rob Cracker, a member of the International Society of Arboriculture and Tree Whisperer, tried to help by conducting a root cellular evacuation process, although the effort was unsuccessful due to a harsh winter and storm damage that the tree later sustained. Rutherford County Mayor Joe Carr directed that a graft be obtained from the current tree. That way, a genetically identical sycamore could be planted in the courthouse. The 74-year-old man is dead after drowning in Normandy Lake. The Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency says crews were called to the lake just before 4:30 on Saturday. A preliminary investigation indicates that 74-year-old William Henry of Murfreesboro was participating in a fishing tournament on Normandy Lake, but he never returned to the weigh-in. According to TWRA, this led several anglers to search for Henry, and he was found unresponsive in the water near his boat. Henry was reported dead at the scene by Coffee County's first responders. He was wearing a life jacket. The TWRA said this marks the 19th boating-related death on Tennessee waters in 2024. And welcome to the phenomenon of Christmas creep. September, not just for back to school anymore, also prime time for tinsel and mistletoe, because COVID-19 threw a curveball, making long lines and doorbuster deals a no-go, so retailers are adapting. And Christmas creep is here to stay. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I'm John.
And I'm Abby. We're the hosts of New Every Morning, a daily podcast for parents of all ages.
We want to tell you about an awesome speaker coming to North Boulevard Church of Christ in Murfreesboro on Thursday, September 19th.
Parenting expert and best-selling author Sissy Goff will give us practical tips and advice for raising worry-free kids and teens.
Find out all the details at schoolofchristianthought.com and be sure to register for dinner and childcare.
We hope to see you there.
It's a hard decision to make, knowing when to sell your home and move to Adam's Place.
There's one couple here that I met, and they said it was a lifestyle that they didn't have at home. You have, like, every night dining at a fine hotel. You have the pool. It is so beautiful. Just so much to offer that you won't have in your own home. It's all right here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adam's Place.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We're back here on The Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS. And today, right now, at this very moment, it's time to play
Name That Tune.
And here we go. Name that tune. It's really easy. We'll play a song. We'll guess what that song is. You can name the artist, date, or artist, year, or name of the song. Any of the three of those gets you a point. But we're not actually, you know, we're just playing, you know.
Right.
All right. Let's do first song here.
Hey, hey.
I can't remember the name of this song.
Hey, hey.
Who sings it?
That guy was on the Disney Channel a lot, singing it. On the front of my left side brains, I knew I wouldn't forget you. I can even see him doing it in the video.
You blow my mind. I cannot remember. I'm going to guess the year. I'm going to guess 2008.
Sounds good.
It's Train. Hey Soul Sister is the name of that song. 2009. Very close.
Hey Soul Sister.
Hey Soul Sister.
Yeah.
Hey Soul Sister. Yep. Yeah. All right. Next song.
Name That Tune.
We're in the 2000s. I Used to Rule the World. It might be called Rule the World. I don't think that's right, though. Kingdom? Reason I can't explain. I can't remember. I'm going to guess 2008 again, though.
I'm guessing 2009, then.
John, get a guess on the year?
2010.
2008, Viva La Vida, that's it. Coldplay, this is a Coldplay song.
Oh, yeah.
I could not
remember.
Sounds
like Coldplay.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
No wonder.
Name That Tune.
I know this one, too. This is earlier, like 2002, maybe late 90s. I want to say this is... Oh, wow. Way off. This was 2008, Mercy by Duffy.
Mercy by Duffy.
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 Duffy. Duffy. Yeah.
Name That Tune.
Is that the Steve Miller Band or
Glenn Miller?
Glenn Miller, not Steve Miller. Probably not.
This isn't I Want to Set the World on Fire, but it's one of those big swing.
Yeah, 1941 maybe, 42, 43, somewhere in there.
Oh, wow. It is Glenn Miller, 1939, so you were close. In the Mood.
In the Mood. It's in every World War II movie.
In the Mood,
yeah.
Name That Tune.
What a change in tone. I've heard this before.
Mm-hmm.
this one's in like a lot of movie trailers and stuff. I'm gonna feel dumb when I know it. Oh, do you know it now? This is Zach Bryan, Something in the Orange, 2022. I heard you, that one.
That was almost too recent.
Yeah, you know. Maybe so.
You used to sing that one because I guess your granddaughters listened to it or something. You'd come in singing it, it'd be stuck in your head.
Name that tune.
We have 19 seconds.
Sounds like Nirvana.
Nope. If we don't get it in 10. This is 1994's Zombie by the Cranberries.
Ah, Cranberries. Okay, well, that is Name That Tune here this morning from the Wake Up Crew.
Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. We have 4 graduate gemologists, including myself, at Bell Jewelers. That gives us the ability to appraise jewelry and give educational information. And we offer to buy customers jewelry. We can give you a trade offer or a check. That gives us the ability to buy estate jewelry from our customers. Bell Jewelers. Like my grandfather said, nothing sparkles like a Bell Jewelers diamond. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
Residents enjoy Adams Place.
At Adams Place, they have different things, entertainments, and things that you can get out and keep your mind going.
We're talking with Helen Alexander.
And that's what I like about Adams Place. I think most, although the food, I am very blessed to be here at Adams Place.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
An app for easy payment.
Solar energy solutions.
I just want to talk to a real person when I need help.
Energy tips and low rates.
Done, 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 done.
I want to fly my car to the moon.
Houston, let's talk about electric vehicles. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
As a leader in environmental services, sustainability is deeply integrated into our business model. At Middle Point Landfill, we are environmentalists at heart. This is Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill. We use cutting-edge technology in combination with our deep experience in recycling and waste services to protect our environment and our neighbors. That's our job, and that's our promise. We invite you to learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com. For public services, we are sustainability in action.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping things up here on a Monday morning, September 16th, episode 1492, about in the books here. Powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. They serve members with more than just electricity. Their community outreach team works with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging and unique learning experiences. More online, MTE.com, or download the My MTE app. Today's good neighbor of the day, Jennifer Haley. Jennifer's the good neighbor, and someone wrote in to say she was there to help in a difficult situation, talking and helping in every way. Jennifer Haley today is the good neighbor of the day from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. Now, if you'd like to send in a good neighbor of the day to us, a couple of really easy ways, fast, efficient. Text NEIGHBOR to our number, 615-893-1450. You'll get a reply. Just tap on that link and fill out the information it asks for. You can save our phone number and your contacts there. Make it really easy. Or just go to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor and same web form there. Fill out the info. Click submit when you're done, and we'll have them as the good neighbor of the day in the coming weeks.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Today's dad joke. You know, guys, I woke up laughing today.
Really?
Yeah, I must have slept funny.
Replay. It's not a good joke.
A knee slapper.
We were in a good mood today.
Gave it a 5.
It's the first time.
I think that vacation did you well.
It's the first time I've rated in a while, you know.
I think it helped you, you know.
I had a good joke before his joke today.
Oh, gosh, that was great.
What was it, badminton or something?
Sabbatically.
Oh, yeah.
I said I took a sabbatical. And with these jokes, it's more like a sabbatical.
That was my replay.
I got it a Z. I gave it a zero.
Yeah, but I gave it two. That was two fives of the day. Year five and his five. It was a great day. Mm-hmm. If you could have, you know, held back on the grudges a little bit and given him a five, he would have had a great day. It'd been three fives. But no, no, you decided not to. See, it plays both ways.
Okay. What have we learned today?
Yes, yes.
Oh, you want, I want us to help you now? Okay. We talked about Friday the 13th.
Ooh.
How we did anything. We didn't do anything. Ooh. It just went by.
Ooh.
Bon Jovi.
Living on a prayer.
Well, he saved the girl's life.
By the way, he does not live in Nashville necessarily, but he's here frequently. He owns a bar, of course. Everybody does in Nashville. It's called JBJ's Nashville, John Bon Jovi's Live Music Rooftop Bar and Restaurant.
Okay. Well, it's just amazing he just happened to be there.
Yeah.
Peanuts at Texas Roadhouse, not going to get those anymore. Never again.
Nope.
And
bring your own. BYOP.
We had reasons for that. The most important one is we realize that Brian actually shaves his head.
That's true.
And that Skeeter eats the hair off of his head.
No, well, it was in the floor. He didn't he didn't
eat the hair. Okay, that makes it better.
He ate
it.
The hair off your head from the floor.
Yes, okay. Yes. He wasn't, I didn't hold him up there, you know, as I was shaving and he'd eat the hair.
That wouldn't surprise
really
me if he did.
Wouldn't really put it past you.
Yeah.
Well, no, I was a little afraid for the little fella after ingesting all that hair. So we'll see how things work out.
A dog that eats hair.
I bet your dog would eat hair too. He eats everything.
No, so, it's usually just food.
That's what we learned today on the Wake Up Crew.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, the stupid, silly stat of the day.
You know, I don't even want to do one of these, but after a hair dog eating thing. But while sound can disrupt our sleep, scent cannot. You can't rely on your sense of smell to wake you up in the event of a house fire.